العيشة ويعطى فترة راحة
الذي تحبه الذي تحبه
لأنه بعضهم ليس عندهم سيارات
أبد الذي تحبونه أنتم تقدرون له أنتم والشيخ
نحن نمشي كما نحن
ولا رئيس المجلس
لا هو يقول بدل ما تكون فترتين من العاشرة إلى الثانية ومن السابعة السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
السلام ورحمة.
الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سار على دربه إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد فنحن مع الحديث 14 من كتابه جوامع الأخبار للشيخ عبد الرحمن بن ناصر السعدي.
We are with the hadith number 14 from the book The Comprehensive Reports by the Sheikh Al-Sa'di.
عن أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه.
From أبي موسى الأشعري may Allah be pleased with him.
أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
That the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
إذا أتاه سائل أو طالب حاجة.
If one who asks him or someone who requests a need from him.
قال اشفعوا تؤجروا.
He would say intercede and you will be rewarded.
ويقضي الله على لسان رسوله ما شاء.
And Allah decrees or ordains at the tongue of His Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم whatever He wishes.
وهذا الحديث متفق عليه.
This hadith is agreed upon.
ومر التعريف بأبي موسى الأشعري في الحديث السابق.
Mentioning Abu Musa al-Ash'ari and making him known has passed in the previous hadith.
وهذا الحديث قال أهل العلم.
This hadith, the people of knowledge said.
متضمن لأصل عظيم.
It includes a great principle.
ألا وهو أنه ينبغي للعبد أن يسعى في فعل الخير.
And that is that the person should strive hard to do what is good.
سواء حصلت الثمرة أو لم تحصل.
Whether the conclusion or the fruit was achieved or not.
وكذلك ومنها الشفاعة.
And part of that is intercession.
فقد يشفع الإنسان وتقبل شفاعته.
So you might will not be accepted.
ولكن تصور الذي جاءك وطلب منك الشفاعة.
But imagine لو تشرحون الشفاعة شيخنا حتى نفهمها.
الشفاعة هي التوسط للخير للغير لطلب الخير.
Intercession means to be the middle person in order to achieve something good for someone.
وهي ما تسمى عندنا الوساطة.
What is called الوساطة, being the middle man.
فالذي يمتنع عن الشفاعة يفوت على نفسه خيرا كثيرا.
So if you're asked to intercede and you are refusing, then you will be missing a lot of goodness.
وقد يظن أن شفاعته لا تقبل وقد تقبل.
And one might think that his intercession will not be accepted, while it may be accepted.
ويكون له عند أخيه شيء من المعروف.
And he will have done to his brother something that is good.
ولذلك قال ربنا تبارك وتعالى.
This is why our Lord سبحانه وتعالى he said.
من يشفع شفاعة حسنة يكون له نصيب منها.
The one who intercedes a good intercession he will have a share of it.
فالسعي في أمور الخير.
So striving in the good matters.
حصلت أو لم تحصل.
Whether the result is achieved or not.
ففيها تعويد النفس على فعل الخير.
In it actually you are training yourself to do good.
وكذلك السعي في كل ما يزيل اليأس من قلوب الناس.
Likewise, to strive and labor hard to remove whatever brings despair to the hearts of the people.
وكذلك أن الشفاعة لا يجب قبولها.
And likewise, شفاعة intercession, it is not a must for it to be accepted.
إلا إذا كانت في الأمور الواجبة.
Except if it is regarding a matter that is compulsory.
أما في الأمور غير الواجبة.
As for the affairs that are not compulsory.
فيمكن أن تقبل الشفاعة يمكن أن ترد.
So intercession may be accepted or rejected.
والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
لما شفع لمغيث عند بريرة.
When he interceded for مغيث with بريرة.
بريرة كانت أم مملوكة.
بريرة she used to be a slave girl.
وجاءت إلى أم المؤمنين عائشة.
She came to the mother of the believers, عائشة.
وقالت لها ساعديني في عتق نفسي.
And she said to her, help me to free myself.
وذلك أنها طلبت من يملكونها أن تكون حرة.
That is because she asked from those who own her, she asked them to emancipate, free herself.
فطلبوا منها 9 أواق من الذهب.
So they asked her for 9 ounces of gold.
فجاءت إلى عائشة رضي الله عنها.
So she came to عائشة رضي الله عنها.
وقالت لها أعينيني بما تستطيعين.
She said, help me with whatever you can.
فقالت لها عائشة بل أشتريك ثم أعتقك لوجه الله.
So عائشة رضي الله عنها, she said, rather I will buy you from them and then I will set you free for the sake of Allah.
وفعلا فعلت عائشة ذلك.
And really عائشة did just that.
اشترتها من يملكونها ثم اعتقتها لوجه الله.
She bought her from her owners and then she set her free for the sake of Allah.
وبريرة هذه كانت متزوجة من عبد.
بريرة, she used to be married to a slave man.
فعندما صارت حرة,
when she became free,
قالت لزوجها لا أريدك.
She said to her husband, I don't want you anymore.
أريد حرا.
I want to marry a free person.
فذهب زوجها مغيث.
So her husband مغيث
ذهب إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
He went to رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وطلب منه أن يشفع له عند بريرة حيث تبقى معه.
And he asked him عليه الصلاة والسلام to intercede for on his behalf for with بريرة so that she will stay with him as his wife.
وكان يبكي.
And he was crying.
وكان يحبها كثيرا.
He used to love her so much.
فدعا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بريرة.
So رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, he called بريرة.
وقال لها ارجعي إلى مغيث.
And he said to her, go back to him.
فقالت يا رسول الله هل تأمرني؟
So she said, oh messenger of Allah, are you commanding me? Is this an order?
قال لا إنما أنا شافع.
He said, no, I'm only interceding.
فقالت لا حاجة لي به.
She said, I have no need for him.
ورفض أن تعود إليه.
And she refused to go back to him.
والشاهد من هذا,
the point in this,
أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم شفع,
is that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he interceded.
وبذل ما يملك من الشفاعة.
He offered whatever he can of intercession.
ومع هذا,
yet
لم تقبل شفاعته.
She did not accept his intercession.
فالقصد,
the objective, that
أن الإنسان ممكن أن يشفع وتقبل شفاعته.
That the person might intercede and his intercession be accepted.
ويمكن أن تشفع ولا ويشفع ولا تقبل شفاعته.
And maybe one will intercede and his intercession won't be accepted.
فالمهم أن يفعل الخير.
What is important is for him to do what is good.
وأن لا يرد من طلب شفاعته.
And that he will not reject the request of intercession.
وفي هذا الحديث وقول النبي اشفعوا تؤجروا أنه يدل أمته على فعل الخير.
And in this hadith, his statement عليه الصلاة والسلام, intercede, you will be rewarded. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم is encouraging his ummah that they should do what is good.
نعم. الحديث 15.
حديث number 15.
عن عائشة رضي الله عنها أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال.
From عائشة رضي الله عنها that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said.
أنزل الناس منازلهم.
That he said, عليه الصلاة والسلام, give the people their proper status.
وهذا الحديث أخرجه أبو داود.
This hadith is narrated by Abu Dawood.
وقبل أن نتكلم عن هذا الحديث,
before we speak about this hadith,
نبين قضية.
Let's clarify an issue.
وهي أن أهل العلم,
that the people of knowledge,
خاصة الذين يجمعون الأحاديث عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم,
who collect the hadith from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم,
كمثل هذا الكتاب المبارك,
like this blessed work,
أو الأربعين النووية,
or the 40 hadith,
أو رياض الصالحين,
or the gardens of righteous,
أو كتاب الأذكار,
or the book الأذكار,
أو كتاب الترغيب والترهيب,
or the book الترغيب والترهيب, instilling fear and encouragement,
أو غيرها من الكتب التي تجمع أحاديث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم,
or other than those from the books that gather together the hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم,
في موضوع معين أو عدة مواضيع,
in a specific topic or in different topics.
فإن أهل العلم قد يتساهلون في بعض الأحاديث,
the people of knowledge, they might be easy on narrating or collecting some hadith.
وقد يكون فيها شيء من الضعف.
But those ahadith, they might have some weakness in them.
ويذكرونها.
Yet they mention them.
لما دلت عليه من المعاني.
Because of what those narrations they indicate of the meanings.
بشرط أن لا تكون هذه الأحاديث موضوعة.
With the condition that these ahadith will not be fabricated.
وإنما فيها شيء من الضعف.
Rather there is some weakness in those narrations.
فلا مانع من ذلك.
So there is nothing to prevent from that.
ومنها هذا الحديث.
And amongst them is this one hadith.
أنزل الناس منازلهم.
Give the people their proper status or stations.
هذا الحديث من رواية أم المؤمنين عائشة.
This hadith is from the narration of أم المؤمنين, the mother of the believers, عائشة.
رضي الله عنها.
وقد be pleased with her.
مرت ترجمتها.
And her biography has passed already.
هذا الحديث فيه انقطاع.
This hadith has a break in the chain.
يرويه ميمون بن أبي شبيب عن عائشة.
ميمون بن أبي شبيب narrates it from عائشة.
ولكنه لم يدركها.
But he did not really catch up with her.
فبينهما سقط.
So between them there is a narrator that is dropped or narrators.
فكوننا لا نعرف الذي بينها وبينه.
The fact that we don't know who is the narrator between him and her.
لذلك يحكم أهل العلم على هذا الحديث بالضعف.
This is why the people of knowledge they judge this hadith to be a weak narration.
لأن شرط صحة الحديث اتصال السند.
Because one of the conditions of the authenticity of a hadith is that the chain will be connected.
أما المعنى الذي يدل عليه الحديث
as for the meaning which this hadith indicates
فهو مراعاة الحكمة
then it is to give due care and diligence to wisdom
ووضع الأشياء في مواضعها
and to place things in their rightful places
وتنزيلها في منازلها
and to give the things their proper place or stations
فهذا الحديث أمر أن ننزل الناس منازلهم
so this hadith commanded us to place the people where they belong in the right place
في المعاملات
in terms of transactions
والمخاطبات
and addresses and speaking to
والتعلم
them
والتعلم والتعليم
and learning and teaching
وغير ذلك
and other than that
فالناس قسمان
the people are of two types
قسم له حق خاص عليك.
People who have a specific special right upon you.
كالوالدين.
Like the parents.
والأولاد.
The children.
والأقارب.
The relatives.
والجيران.
The neighbors.
والأصدقاء.
The friends.
والعلماء.
The scholars.
والمحسنين بحسب إحسانهم عليك.
The doers of good according to how much goodness they have done towards you in specific.
فهؤلاء تنزيلهم منازلهم
those people giving them their proper right station and place
بإعطائهم الحق الذي لهم
by giving them the right that is due to them
شرعا وعرفا
in terms of legally, Islamically and also by way of customer the customary right that they should get
من البر
it is like being kind and righteous towards them
والصلة
and connecting with them
والتوقير
and giving them regard
والإحسان
and kindness towards
فهم يميزون عن غيرهم
they should be distinguished by your treatment
لأن
from
لهم,
the others
لأن لهم حق خاص
because they have a special specific right upon you
وقسم ليس لهم مزية اختصاص
the second category those who don't have a distinguished status
لهم منك حق الإسلام
they have from you they have upon you the right of Islam
إن كانوا مسلمين
if they are Muslims
ولهم حق الإنسانية إن كانوا غير مسلمين
and they have the right of humanity if they are non-Muslims
فمن حقهم عليك
so from their right upon you
أن تمنع عنهم الأذى والضرر
is to withhold from them harm and hurt
وألا يبلغهم ضررك ولا أذاك
that nothing should reach them from you of harm or annoying
وأن تنصح لهم
that you should have goodwill, sincere goodwill and advice towards them.
وإن لم يكونوا مسلمين.
Even if they are not Muslims.
ولذلك قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
This is why the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said.
المستشار مؤتمن.
The one who is consulted, he is actually trusted. It is a trust. If someone consults with you, then it is a trust.
وانظروا إلى حال نبي الله يوسف عليه السلام.
And look at the condition of the Prophet of Allah يوسف عليه السلام.
كيف أنه وقع عليه الظلم في مصر.
How he was oppressed in Egypt.
من امرأة العزيز والعزيز.
From the wife of Al-Aziz and Al-Aziz himself.
وأنه سجن.
That he was imprisoned.
بغير ذنب أتاه.
Without any sin that he committed.
ومع هذا.
yet.
لما رأى الملك الرؤيا,
when the king saw the dream,
وعلم يوسف عليه الصلاة والسلام تكون مصيبة عظيمة عليهم,
and Yusuf got to know عليه الصلاة والسلام that there will be a great disaster or calamity happening to them.
إن لم يتداركوا ذلك,
if they do not do something about it quickly.
وهذا ما أشارت إليه رؤيا الملك,
and this is what the dream of the king has indicated actually.
مع هذا لما سألوه,
yet when they asked him,
نصح لهم.
He gave them sincere advice.
مع أنهم كانوا كفاراً.
Yet, although they were disbelievers.
لكن لما طلبت منه النصيحة نصح لهم.
But when he was requested to advise, he advised them sincerely.
وهكذا يجب على المسلم.
And this is how the Muslim must be.
أن يحب الخير للغير.
To love good for the others.
فما بالك إذا كان مسلماً؟
So what then the case if that person was a Muslim? Then
فيجب عليك أن تحب له ما تحب لنفسك.
Then it is a must upon you to love for your Muslim brother what you love for your own self.
وتكره له ما تكره لنفسك.
And that you must hate for him what you hate for your own self.
ومنع الأذى عن جميع الناس.
And that you should withhold yourself from harming any of the people.
وإيصال ما تقدر عليه من الخير لهم.
And that you should deliver whatever you can. And deliver of the goodness to them.
ومن أعظم الخير الذي تقدمه,
and from the greatest of the goodness that you can offer to them,
هو دعوتهم إلى دين الله تبارك وتعالى,
is to invite them to the religion of Allah تبارك وتعالى.
ومن هذا الخير,
and part of this goodness,
أن تنزل الناس منازلهم,
and that you give the people their proper status and station.
فالكبير له الاحترام والتوقير.
So the senior he will have regard and respect.
والصغير له الرحمة والرقة.
And the young he should have gentleness and mercy from you.
والنظير المماثل له الاحترام والتقدير.
And your peer, the one who's like equal to you, you should respect him and regard him.
والملوك والرؤساء لهم طريقة في التكلم معهم دون غيرهم.
The kings and the presidents or the leaders, there is a way in speaking to them that is different from speaking to others.
ولذلك قال الله تبارك وتعالى لموسى وهارون.
This is why Allah تبارك وتعالى said to Musa and Harun,
اذهبا إلى فرعون إنه طغى.
Go to Pharaoh, he surely transgressed his limits.
فقولا له قولا لينا.
So say to him as words that are soft.
هذا مع أن فرعون,
yet although فرعون,
قال أنا ربكم الأعلى.
Pharaoh he said I am your superior lord.
وقال ما علمت لكم من إله غيري.
And he said also I have not known any god for you other than me myself.
لكن لأنه كان رئيسا لقومه,
but because he was the chief of his people,
أمر الله تبارك وتعالى موسى وهارون,
الله عز وجل commanded موسى and هارون,
أن يقول له قولا لينا.
That they should say to him soft, lenient words.
حتى قال بعض السلف,
to a point that some of the pious predecessors said,
ناديه بالكنية.
That they should call him
أبو فلان.
That they should call him, the two of them, they should call him with his nickname, the father of so and so. That is.
وكذلك with the title. أن يعلم الإنسان أن للأم حقا خاصا.
Also, the human should know that the mother, she has a special, specific right.
وللزوجة كذلك.
And the wife, also she has that.
لا كما يعامل بقية الناس.
They will not be treated like you treat the rest of the people.
ويعامل من يثق به غير معاملة من لا يثق به.
And one should treat the one whom he trusts not in the same way that he treats the one whom he does not trust.
ويعامل العلماء بالإجلال والتوقير ما لا يعامل به غيرهم.
And he would treat the scholars with respect, regard, and glorification in a way that he will not treat the others.
ونظرنا إلى طريقة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في التعامل مع المؤلفة قلوبهم.
And if we look at how the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم treated with the ones whom مؤلفة قلوبهم, the ones whom were trying to have their hearts be closer to Islam.
وذلك بعد غزوة حنين.
That is after the battle of Hunain.
فأعطى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم gave away.
كبارهم.
The chiefs of the people.
مئات من الإبل.
Hundreds of camels.
فأعطى أبا سفيان 100 من الإبل.
He gave Abu Sufyan 100 camels.
وأعطى صفوان بن أمية 100 من الإبل.
صفوان بن أمية he gave him 100 camels.
وعيينة بن حصن أعطاه 100 من الإبل.
عيينة بن حصن he also gave him 100 camels.
وأعطى عباس بن مرداس 50 من الإبل.
And he gave عباس بن مرداس 50 camels.
فحزن.
So he got sad.
أتى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال نزلتني يا رسول الله.
He came to رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم and he said you lowered my status or رسول الله.
فأعطاه 100 من الإبل.
So he gave him 100 too.
وكل هذا يتألفهم على الإسلام.
All of this he's trying to bring their hearts closer to Islam.
لأنهم رؤساء في قومهم.
That is because they are chiefs, they are leaders within their people, tribes.
ولم يعطي غيرهم كما أعطاهم.
And he didn't give other than them like he gave to them.
ومنها قول الله تبارك وتعالى
And from that is the statement of Allah Ta'ala
إنما الصدقات للفقراء والمساكين
the صدقات the charity the zakat is for the poor and destitute
والعاملين عليها
and those who are working to deliver it
والمؤلفة
قلوبهم and give it and those whose hearts are we are trying to bring them closer to Islam.
وذكر أهل العلم أن المؤلفة قلوبهم
and the people of knowledge mentioned that those مؤلفة قلوبهم those category this category
هم من كانوا رؤساء في قومهم
they are the ones who are chiefs and leaders within their tribes.
وهذا من باب إنزال الناس منازلهم.
This is from the aspect of giving the people their right position and status.
قال أهل العلم ومن إنزال الناس منازلهم
the people of knowledge said and part of this giving the people their right position
أن تعطى الوظائف في الدنيا
that the jobs are given, posts are given in this worldly life
للأكفاء المتميزين
to those who are qualified, to those who have the credentials, those who are distinct and distinguished.
وكذلك القضاء
likewise the position of a judge
يعطى للأعلم بالشرع وبالواقع
is given to the one who is more knowledgeable of the legislation and with the current affair or what's going on.
والأفضل في دينه وعقله وصفاته.
The one who is best in terms of his intelligence, in terms of his religion, and in terms of his qualities in general.
وكانوا ينتقونهم انتقاء.
And they used to select the judges very carefully.
وكذلك الإمامة للجمعة والجماعة.
Likewise, the imam for the Friday prayers and for the congregational prayers.
يختار الأعلم بأحكام العبادات والأتقى.
One who is more knowledgeable of the ruling of the legislation, the one who is more pious is selected for that position.
وكذلك في قيادة الجيش.
Likewise, in leading the army.
يختار أهل الشجاعة والرأي.
The people of bravery and good opinion are the ones who are chosen.
والمعرفة لفنون الحرب.
Those who know the art of battling or having a war, running a war.
ولذلك لما سئل الإمام أحمد.
This is why when Imam Ahmad was asked.
قيل له.
He was told.
هناك قائدان.
There are two leaders, two commanders.
أحدهما تقي.
One of them is pious.
ولكنه ضعيف.
But he is weak.
والآخر فيه فسق ولكنه قوي.
The other one, there is some wickedness in him, but he is strong.
قال التقي تقواه لنفسه.
He said the pious one, his piety is for it will benefit his own self.
وضعفه على الأمة.
But his weakness now is going to be against the Ummah.
والفاسق فسقه عليه.
But the wicked, his wickedness is only going to be against him.
وشجاعته للأمة.
But his bravery and strength is for the Ummah, for the credit of the Ummah. So he commanded that the wicked one will be given precedence.
وهذا من إنزال الناس منازلهم.
And this is from the aspect of giving the people their right position and status.
وكذلك اختيار الولاة على الحكم وغير ذلك.
Likewise, selecting the governors to rule and the likes of that.
داخلة في ذلك.
Is included in this meaning.
لقول الله تبارك وتعالى.
Because of the statement of Allah تبارك وتعالى.
إن الله يأمركم أن تؤدوا الأمانات إلى أهلها.
Surely Allah commands you that you give the trusts to their people. To its
فمن
people.
أعظم الأمانات.
From the greatest of the trusts.
هذه الولايات التي يوظف فيها الأكفأ.
These positions and posts where you give the job or the duty to the one who has the most credentials,
والله
most qualified. Allah knows best.
بعد ذلك الحديث السادس عشر.
Hadith number 16.
عن أبي صرمة.
From أبي صرمة.
قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Who said that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said.
من ضاره ضار الله به.
The one who harms others, Allah Azza wa Jal will inflict harm upon him.
ومن شاق شق الله عليه.
And the one who makes things difficult for others, Allah will make things difficult for him.
رواه الترمذي وابن ماجه.
Narrated by Tirmidhi and Ibn Majah.
وأبو صرمة هو مالك بن قيس الخزرجي.
أبو صرمة is مالك بن قيس الخزرجي. The narrator.
شهد مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مشاهد كلها.
He attended with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم all the battles.
وروى عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تسعة أحاديث.
And he narrated from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم 9 hadith.
كيف؟
يقولون في المكتوب عندهم أبو هريرة.
أي نعم. لا
هو
الحديث جاء عن أبي صرمة وجاء عن أبي هريرة.
Okay, so the hadith is.
على كل حال لا يصح. طريق أبي صرمة أفضل من طريق أبي هريرة.
The narration by way of أبي صرمة is better than the narration by way of أبي هريرة.
لكن كما قلنا الحديث لا يصح عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The Sheikh said that the hadith is not authentic from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وذلك أن التي ترويه عن أبي صرمة امرأة مجهولة يقال لها لؤلؤة.
That is because the narrator, the female narrator narrating it from أبي صرمة, her name is لؤلؤة and she is unknown.
ولكن يشهد للحديث حديث أخرجه الإمام البخاري في صحيحه.
But what supports this hadith is a hadith that Imam Bukhari narrated in his صحيح.
عن أبي تميمة قال.
From أبي تميمة who said.
شهدت صفوان وجندبا وأصحابه.
I was attending. I was there with صفوان and جندب.
نعم.
صفوان وجندب.
نعم.
I was with them.
فقالوا لهم هل سمعت من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم شيئا؟
So they said to him, did you hear from Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم something?
فقال صفوان نعم.
So Safwan said yes.
سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول.
I heard the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم say.
من سمع سمع الله به يوم القيامة.
The one who does things to be heard of, so that the people hear about him, then Allah will make him heard of on the day of judgment. He will expose him on the day of judgment.
والمقصود بسمع هو الرياء.
What is meant by heard of here is to show off.
لكن الرياء يكون في الرؤية والتسميع يكون في السماع يعني but يرفع صوته يعني بالقراءة بقراءة القرآن أو كذا ليوهم الناس أنه عبد متعبد لله جل وعلا.
So show off, you do things to be seen by people, but to be heard of is you raise your voice so that the people will hear you. Like recitation of the Quran out loud, so the people will hear that and think of you good.
قال ومن يشاقق يشقق الله عليه يوم القيامة.
He said that the one who makes things difficult for others, then Allah will make things difficult for him on the day of judgment.
نعم. فهذا الحديث يغني عن حديث أبي صرمة.
So this hadith actually will suffice us or avail us from the narration of أبي صرمة.
ويدل على أن حديث أبي صرمة حديث يعني معناه صحيح.
And indicates that the hadith of أبي صرمة actually the meaning of it is correct.
ويدل على أصلين من أصول الشرع.
And it indicates two foundations from the foundations of the legislation.
في قوله من يشاقق يشق على الناس شق الله عليه.
In his statement that the one who is difficult makes things difficult for the people, Allah will make things difficult for him.
والأصل الأول هو أن الجزاء من جنس العمل.
The first foundation is that the reward will be you will be rewarded according to the same type or kind of an action deed that you do.
سواء كان في الخير أو الشر.
Whether it was a good deed or a bad one.
ومن يسر على مسلم يسر الله عليه في الدنيا والآخرة.
Who makes things easy for a Muslim, Allah will make things easy for him in this world and in the next world.
ومن فرج عن مؤمن كربة فرج الله عنه كربة من كرب يوم القيامة.
The one who relieves a distress from a believer, Allah will relieve a distress from him on the day of judgment.
والله في حاجة العبد ما كان العبد في حاجة أخيه.
And Allah will be fulfilling the need of the servant as long as the servant is fulfilling the need of his brother.
وكذلك من ضار مسلما ضاره الله جل وعلا.
Likewise, the one who harms or hurts a believer, then Allah will hurt and harm him.
ومن مكر بمسلم مكر الله به.
And the one who plans an evil plot against a Muslim, Allah will plot an evil, a bad plot against him.
ومن شق على مسلم شق الله عليه.
And the one who is making things difficult for a Muslim, Allah will make things difficult for him.
فالجزاء إذا من جنس العمل.
So the reward then is from the same type of a deed or action that you do.
فالمحسن يلقى إحسانا.
So the doer of good, he will face goodness.
والمسيء يلقى إساءة.
And the doer of evil, he will face evil.
أما الأصل الثاني.
As for the second foundation.
فأنه لا ضرر ولا ضرار.
Then there is no initiation of harm, and you do not harm yourself or others.
وهذا لا يشمل أنواع الضرر كلها.
And this includes all kinds of harm.
فمن ذلك تفويت المصالح على الناس.
To making people miss benefits.
أو حصول المضرة بأي وجه من الوجوه.
Or having harm happen in any way.
وذلك الإنسان يجب أن يمنع ضرره عن الناس كلهم من جميع الوجوه.
This is why the person, he should withhold himself from inflicting harm on the people in any way, in any aspect.
ويدخل في ذلك صور كثيرة.
And many cases or forms can be included in this.
منها الغش في المعاملات.
Like cheating in transactions.
وكتم العيوب.
And concealing, hiding the deficiencies in the transactions.
والنجش وهو أن يرفع سعر الشيء وهو لا يريد شراءه فقط ليؤذي غيره.
النجش, which is you do things to raise up the price of a commodity. And you don't really want to buy it, except you want to hurt the others.
وتلقي الركبان وهو الشراء من أصحاب المزارع قبل أن ينزلوا للسوق ويعرفوا الأسعار.
And meeting the travelers who bring merchandise before they enter the marketplace and know the right prices of the commodities.
فهو فيه ضرر على أصحاب المزارع لأنهم لا يعرفون أسعار السوق فيشتري منهم بأقل.
The farmers, they get hurt because they don't know the price of the crops or the merchandise that they are bringing. So they, before getting to the marketplace, they meet them before get to the marketplace.
وفيه ضرر على أهل السوق لأنهم سيجدون سعرا أفضل.
Also, the people who go to the marketplace, the shoppers, they also will be hurt because they can actually get better prices.
لكنه يشتري منهم بسعر قليل ويبيعه بسعر
But
كبير.
This person, he meets the farmers before they reach the marketplace, so he buys it from them with a cheap price, then he goes to the marketplace and sells it for a high price.
ومن الضرر كذلك بيع المسلم على بيع أخيه.
Also from the harm inflicted is for the Muslim to sell over the selling of his brother.
ومعنى البيع على بيع أخيه
the meaning of selling over or against the sale or the selling of your brother
هو أن يشتري شخص من شخص شيئا
is for a person to buy something from another one
فيأتي للبائع مثلا
so one will come to the seller for instance
ويقول له أنا أدفع لك أكثر
he says to him I will give you more money for the commodity
أبطل بيعه وأعطني إياه
cancel the sales with the first one and give me the merchandise
أو يأتي للمشتري
or he goes to the buyer actually
ويقول له أنا أبيعك نفس الشيء
he says to him I sell you the same item
بسعر أقل
with a price that is lower
فأبطل البيع
so cancel the contract with him
فهذا من البيع على بيع أخيه
this is selling over the sale of your brother or the selling of your brother
ومنه الخطبة على خطبة أخيه
and part of that is to propose over or against the proposal of your brother
وقلنا إن الخطبة ممنوعة متى؟
And we said that this type of proposal is prohibited when.
سؤال لكم.
The question is for you.
بعد أن يوافقوا عليه.
This is you do not propose after the first person who proposed he got the go ahead he got agreement from them.
ومثله كذلك البيع على بيع أخيه بعد أن يتم البيع.
Same thing for the sales contracts. It's actually after the sale is finished.
وليس إذا عرض شيء للبيع ويقال اعرضوا أسعاركم هذا يختلف.
And not in the case where the commodity or the merchandise is presented and they say how much you buy it, give me a price for this. The people can give different prices in this case.
وكل معاملة تكون كذلك فإن الله لا يبارك فيها.
And every transaction that is not conducted in this way, then يعني with trust, then Allah will not bless it.
لأن من ضار مسلما ضره الله.
Because the one who harms a Muslim, Allah will inflict harm upon him.
ومن ضاره الله ترحل عنه الخير.
And the one whom Allah عز وجل now wants to inflict harm on him, then the goodness, all goodness will go, will depart away from him.
وذلك بما كسبت يده.
That is because of what his own hands have earned.
ونترك الشيخ عبد المنعم يرشف رشوة من القهوة.
And we leave me take a sip of coffee. تفضل يا شيخ.
نعم. وأيضا يدخل في ذلك
also included in that
مضارة الشريك لشريكه.
The harm that the partner will do to his partner.
والجار لجاره.
The neighbor to his neighbor.
بل عليه أن يتقي الله في شريكه ويتقي الله في جاره.
Rather, he should fear Allah regarding his partner and regarding his neighbor.
وكذلك مضارة الغريم لغريمه الذين بينهما دين.
Likewise, the harm that the opponent or the people who are indebted to each other, one of them harming the other.
فمثلا,
for instance,
من كان له دين, لو زيد له دين على عمر مثلا.
So زيد is indebted to عمر.
فلا يجوز لعمر أن يذهب ويتصدق ويترك الدين الذي عليه.
Okay, so the one who took the loan, the one who's indebted, he should not be going and donating money and not returning the money to the one who gave him the loan.
بل منع أهل العلم أن يذهب للحج حتى يسدد دينه أو يستأذن من الدائن.
Rather, the people of knowledge, they gave the verdict that it's not allowable for the indebted person to go even to perform Hajj up until he pays up his loan to the one who gave him the loan, or at least ask him for permission to go for Hajj.
ومن ذلك أيضا الإضرار في الوصايا.
Likewise, harming in terms of the will and testament, bequeathing.
كما قال الله تبارك وتعالى من بعد وصية يوصى بها أو دين غير مضار.
As Allah سبحانه وتعالى says, what means after a will that he does. Or a debt without inflicting harm.
ومن صور الوصية الضارة.
And from the forms of the will that is harmful.
أن يوصي لوارث.
That he will bequeath or give a will to someone who actually inherits by the legislation.
لأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا وصية لوارث.
Because the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said there should be no bequeathing or a will giving to someone who inherits.
أو يتصرف في ماله ليحرم الورثة.
Or another way is for him to deal with his money in a way so that he will prevent the heirs, the inheritors from getting their right.
كل هذا من الإضرار الممنوع.
All of this is part of harming that is prohibited.
ومن الإضرار أيضا ما يضر به الزوج زوجته.
Also part of harming is what the husband does to harm his wife.
كما قال الله تبارك وتعالى.
As Allah تبارك وتعالى said.
ولا تعضلوهن لتذهبوا ببعض ما آتيتموهن.
Do not put them in a position that they are hanging. Do not harm them so that you will take away some of what you gave them.
فلا يعاملها معاملة شرعية.
So he doesn't then treat her in a legal prescribed way.
ولا يطلقها.
And at the same time he doesn't divorce her.
ويدفعها دفعا لتفتدي.
And he pushes her in order for her to ransom herself from him.
فيقول لها خالعيني ردي علي مهري حتى أطلقك وهو الذي لا يريدها وليست هي.
So he says to her, conduct خلع, يعني give me back the money I gave you, the dowry, so that she will be free from him while he is the one who is actually wanting to divorce her or harm her.
هذا محرم.
This is prohibited.
وكذلك أن يطلقها.
Likewise to divorce her.
وهو لا يريدها.
When he doesn't actually wants her.
ثم يراجعها فقط ليضرها.
He doesn't actually want her, but then he takes her back after divorcing her only to harm her.
أو تكون له أكثر من زوجة.
Or he would have more than one wife.
ويعامل إحداهن أحسن من معاملة غيرها.
And he treats one of them better than what he treats the other wives.
فهذا كله من الإضرار.
All of this is part of inflicting harm.
ومن صور ذلك كذلك also, الظلم في الأحكام والشهادات والقسمة وغير
from,
ذلك.
From that, from the forms of harming also, oppression in terms of false testimonies and
أو يحكم ظلما
or judge with oppression. And the likes of that.
كل هذا من الإضرار.
All of this is inflicting harm, causing harm.
ومن ذلك الوقيعة بين الناس يعني يفتري عليهم كذبا وإثما ليقع عليهم الأذى.
And part of that is to attack and defame certain people so that they will be harmed and the relation is corrupt.
ومن ذلك ما قال فيه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يريد ممرض على مصح.
And part of that is what Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that you should bring someone who is sick to someone who is healthy.
حتى لا يضره بنقل العدوى إليه.
So that he will not harm him by contracting the disease, you know, causing the
ومن الإضرار ما يقوم به البعض على سبيل المزاح. من الإضرار ما يقوم به البعض على سبيل المزاح.
Part of harming is what some people do by way of joking actually.
كترويع المسلم.
Like scaring a Muslim.
فإن هذا لا يجوز.
This is not allowed.
ويدخل فيه أيضا السخرية من الخلق والاستهزاء بهم.
Included in that also the harm is to make fun of people and to ridicule them.
وكذلك التحريش بينهم.
Likewise instigating problems and fights between them.
على كل حال الحديث فيه منطوق ومفهوم.
Anyway, the hadith has a direct statement and there is something to be understood from it.
أما المنطوق
as for the منطوق which is the direct
فهو أن
meaning
الذي
of it,
يضر ويشق على المسلمين يضره الله ويشق عليه.
It means the direct statement that we get from the hadith is that the one who harms Muslims or is difficult, causing them difficulty, Allah will cause him harm and will cause difficulty to him.
ومفهومه
and what is understood from the hadith
أن من عكس ذلك
implicitly by that the one who reverses that
وسعى في إزالة الضرر
and labors to remove the harm from the Muslims
ورفع المشقة عن المسلمين
to remove the difficulty from the Muslims
فإن الله يعطيه الخير من حيث لا يشعر
then Allah عز وجل will give him goodness in a way that he doesn't
ويدفع
sense
ويدفع عنه الضرر
and he will push away and repel harm away from him
جزاء وفاقة
a reward that is just a matching reward
والله أعلم
and Allah knows best
الحديث السابع عشر
حديث نمبر 17
عن أبي ذر الغفاري رضي الله عنه قال
From أبي ذر الغفاري may Allah be pleased with him that he said
قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم
that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said
اتق الله حيثما كنت
Fear Allah wherever you are
وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها
and follow up an evil deed with a good one you will erase it
وخالق الناس بخلق حسن
and deal with the people with good manners
رواه أحمد والترمذي.
Narrated by Ahmad and Tirmidhi.
راوي هذا الحديث.
The narrator of this hadith.
أبو ذر الغفاري.
أبو ذر الغفاري.
وأيضا روى هذا الحديث معاذ بن جبل.
Also this hadith is narrated by معاذ بن جبل.
أما أبو ذر الغفاري.
As for أبو ذر الغفاري.
فهو جندب ابن جنادة.
He is جندب the son of جنادة.
الغفاري.
الغفاري from the tribe of غفار.
اشتهر رضي الله عنه بالزهد والعلم.
He is famous for asceticism, يعني being disinterested from the worldly pleasures and knowledge.
أسلم قديما.
He accepted Islam very early.
تقريبا هو الرابع أو الخامس في الدخول في الإسلام.
Roughly he was the fourth or the fifth person who accepted Islam.
ثم رجع إلى غفار.
Then he went to his tribe غفار.
ودعا إلى الله.
Called to Allah.
وأسلم جل أهلها على يديه.
And most of the tribe of Ghifar accepted Islam at his hands.
وقصة إسلامه جميلة جدا رواها الإمام مسلم في صحيحه.
And the story behind him accepting Islam is a very beautiful story that Imam Muslim narrated in his Sahih.
ورواها أيضا البخاري.
And also narrated by Bukhari.
لكن رواية مسلم أكثر توسعا.
But the narration of Imam Muslim is more expansive.
روى عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم خيرا كثيرا.
He narrated from the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم a lot of good narrations.
81 و200 حديثا.
281 حديث.
وتوفي بالربذة.
And he died in the city الربذة.
وهي تبعد عن المدينة 120 كيلو تقريبا.
And it is about 120 kilometers away from Medina.
في خلافة عثمان سنة 32.
In the caliphate of عثمان رضي الله عنه the year 32 هجرة.
واشتهر عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال.
It is a famous statement from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم that he said.
لأبي ذر يوما.
To Abu Dharr one day, he told him.
يمشي وحده.
He walks all alone by himself.
ويموت وحده.
He dies all alone by himself.
ويبعث يوم القيامة وحده.
And he is resurrected on the day of judgment all alone by himself.
وقد مشى وحده في غزوة تبوك.
And he walked all alone by himself in the battle of Tabuk.
لما لحق بالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
When he caught up with the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم after they were ahead of him.
ومات وحده في الربذة.
And he died all alone by himself in الربذة.
وعلّه يبعث يوم القيامة وحده كما أخبر النبي.
And he may be going to be resurrected on the day of judgment all alone by himself as Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said.
وإن كان هذا الحديث فيه شيء من الضعف.
Although this hadith, this narration has some weakness in it.
نرجع إلى معنى الحديث.
We go back to the meaning of the hadith.
قوله اتق الله حيثما كنت.
His statement fear Allah wherever you are.
هذه وصية جامعة.
This is a collective, a comprehensive advice.
قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز.
الله سبحانه وتعالى said in his mighty book.
ولقد وصينا الذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبلكم وإياكم أن اتقوا الله.
Surely we have counseled the people of the book before you and you yourselves that you should have piety, you fear Allah.
ومعنى التقوى.
The meaning of piety.
هي طاعة الله.
It is to obey Allah.
بامتثال أمره.
By applying his
واجتناب نهيه.
And staying away from his prohibitions.
وأما التواصي بالتقوى.
As for counseling one another to piety.
فكان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Then رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم used to.
إذا بعث أميرا على سرية.
He used to if he sends a leader on a battalion or a group of from the army.
أوصاه في خاصة نفسه بتقوى الله.
He would advise him. He would counsel him in specific for his own self to fear Allah and have piety for him.
وأن يتق الله بمن معه من المسلمين.
And that he should fear Allah regarding those Muslims who are with him in the army.
وقيل لرجل.
It was said to a man.
عند موته أوصينا.
While he was about to die, give us an advice.
قال أوصيكم بخاتمة سورة النحل.
He said, I counsel you with the end of Surah An-Nahl.
إن الله مع الذين اتقوا والذين هم محسنون.
Surely Allah is with those who are having taqwa, piety, and those who are محسنون, good doers.
سئل علي رضي الله عنه عن التقوى.
علي رضي الله عنه was asked about piety.
فقال.
He said.
الخوف من الجليل.
It is to fear the all great.
والعمل بالتنزيل.
And to act upon what was revealed, what descended, what Allah revealed.
والقناعة بالقليل.
And to be content with what is little.
والاستعداد ليوم الرحيل.
And to prepare yourself for the day of departure.
وسئل ابن مسعود.
ابن مسعود was
التقوى,
asked about piety.
فقال لمن سأله.
He said to the one who asked him.
هل مشيت في طريق فيه شوك؟
Did you walk on a path that has thorns in it?
قال نعم.
He said yes.
قال فماذا صنعت؟
He asked him, what did you do then?
قال شمرت وحذرت. يعني رفعت ثوبي وبدأت أمشي الهوينة حتى لا أصيب الشوك.
He said, I pulled up my thobe, my garment, and I was very cautious while I was walking slowly, so I don't get anything in
قال ذاك التقوى.
He said to him, this is actually what piety is.
وهو التشمير بالطاعة.
And that is to show the zeal and enthusiasm to
والحذر من المعاصي.
Obedience and to be cautious and weary from falling into disobedience.
ولذلك قال القائل.
This is why the sayer said.
خلي الذنوب صغيرها وكبيرها ذاك التقى.
Line of poetry, it says, leave the sins, the minor and the major, that is what piety is.
واصنع كماش فوق أرض الشوك يحذر ما يرى.
And do like the one who is walking on a piece of land that has thorns in it, so he is very cautious of what he sees.
لا تحقرن صغيرة إن الجبال من الحصى.
Do not belittle a small minor sin, for the mountains, the big mountains, are comprised of little rocks.
وقوله أتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها.
His statement, follow up an evil deed with a good one, you will erase it.
هو أن الأمر ميزان.
Is that the matter is like just like a scale or a balance.
فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره.
So the one who does an atom's weight of goodness, he will see it.
ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره.
And the one who does an atom's weight of evil, he will see it.
وكما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And as the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said,
تعرض الفتن على القلوب كعرض الحصير.
That the fitten, the trials are exposed and presented to the hearts like the حصير is
عوداً
presented. The حصير is like the carpet made like of bamboo-like type of wood.
ثم تربط.
So one you have one line, then another line, then another line, and the Sheikh said they are connected and interlocked and intertwined together.
فأنت تراه حصيرا لكن حقيقته كان عودا 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 عودا.
So you see it to be a حصير, this carpet, but then actually it is made of lines of this type of wood.
وهكذا الفتن تعرض عودا عودا.
Likewise, the trials, the temptations, the problems are presented to the hearts one piece after the other.
فأيما قلب أشربها أي قبلها.
So any heart that would take the fitna, the trial, he would accept the trial, accept the temptation.
وهي المعصية.
And that is the sin in this case. The fitna, the trial is a sin.
نكتت في قلبه نكتة سوداء.
So the one who will commit a sin, he will have a black spot in his heart.
وأيما قلب أنكرها رفضها.
And every heart or whatever heart would reject that fitna or sin,
نكتت فيه نكتة بيضاء.
Then it will have a white spot on that heart.
فإذا نحن نعمل الحسنات ونعمل السيئات.
So we do good deeds and we do evil deeds.
فنضع نقطا سوداء ونضع نقطا بيضاء.
We are only placing black dots or white dots on our hearts.
ويظن البعض أنه يكفيه أن يقول تبت إلى الله تبارك وتعالى.
Some of us think that it will be sufficient for him to say, oh, I repent to Allah تبارك وتعالى.
وهذا وإن كان مطلوبا من الإنسان.
This, although it is required from the human.
لكن لا ينسى أن يعوض.
But he should not forget to compensate.
كما أنه ثقل ميزان السيئات بفعل سيئة.
Exactly as he made the scale or the side of the evil deeds heavier by committing a lot of sins.
فعليه أن يثقل ميزان الحسنات بفعل حسنة.
He should also make the side of the scale of the good deeds heavier by doing good deeds.
فإذا وقعت من الإنسان المعصية.
So if the human falls into a sin.
فليفعل طاعة.
Then let him do a good deed.
يصلي ركعتين.
Let him pray two ركعات.
يصوم يوما.
Fast one day.
يتصدق.
He gives a donation.
يقرأ القرآن.
Recites the Quran.
يسبح يذكر الله تبارك وتعالى.
تسبيح remembering Allah تبارك وتعالى.
يبر والديه يحسن إلى جاره.
He is kind and righteous towards his parents. He is kind and nice to his neighbor.
وباب الطاعة عظيم.
And the door of obedience is great.
المهم أن يتبع السيئة الحسنة.
What is important is for him to follow up an evil deed with a good deed.
وجاء رجل إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
A man came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
فقال يا رسول الله.
He said to him, O Messenger of Allah.
إني لقيت امرأة في الطريق فقبلتها.
I met a woman on the street on the way, so I kissed her.
فسكت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم was quiet.
وانتظر حتى صلى العصر.
He was silent until he prayed عصر.
فقال أين السائل.
Then he said, where is the one who asked the question.
فأتى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So he came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه
وسلم. فقال له صليت معنا العصر.
So he said to him, did you pray عصر with us.
قال نعم.
He said yes.
ثم قرأ عليه وأقم الصلاة طرفي النهار وزلفا من الليل.
Then he recited to him the ayah which says, establish the prayers parts of the day and also portions of the night.
إن الحسنات يذهبن السيئات.
Surely the good deeds they wipe away and erase the evil ones.
ذلك ذكرى للذاكرين.
That is a reminder to those who remember.
اذهب فقد غفر الله لك.
Go for Allah has forgiven you.
ففرح الرجل فرحا عظيما.
So that man he was very happy.
وقال يا رسول ألي خاصة.
He said to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, is this special and specific for me only?
فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بل للناس كافة.
Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said no, rather it is for all the people.
فهذا الرجل فعل سيئة.
So this man he did an evil deed.
وهو تقبيل المرأة المحرمة عليه.
Was kissing the woman who is prohibited for him to kiss.
لكن في المقابل مع توبته.
But alongside with that, on the opposite side, alongside his repentance.
فعل طاعة عظيمة.
He did a great act of obedience.
وهي صلاة العصر خلف رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And that is praying صلاة العصر behind the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم.
فهذا مفهوم أتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحوها.
This is the meaning of follow up an evil deed with a good one, you will erase it.
ثم قال وخالق الناس بخلق حسن.
And treat the people with good behavior or manners.
نجد أن هذه الجمل الثلاث.
We find that these three sentences.
اتق الله حيثما كنت.
Fear Allah wherever you are.
هذه علاقة العبد بربه.
This is the relationship between the servant and his Lord.
أتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها.
Follow up an evil deed with a good one, you will erase it.
علاقة العبد مع نفسه.
This is the relationship between the servant and his own self.
وخالق الناس بخلق حسن.
And deal and treat with the people with good manners.
علاقة العبد مع الناس.
This is the relationship between the servant and the people.
وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said.
أكمل المؤمنين إيمانا.
The most perfect of the believers in terms of faith.
أحسنهم أخلاقا.
Is the one who is best in terms of character.
ومن حسن الخلق.
And from the good character.
الحلم على الناس.
To be forbearant with the people.
والصبر على أذاهم.
To be patient with the harm that they do to you.
بشاشة الوجه.
Having a cheerful face.
لطف الكلام.
Kind words.
القول الجميل.
The beautiful statement.
إدخال السرور عليهم.
Entering happiness upon them.
وأمثال ذلك من الأمور.
And the likes that of the affairs.
اختصرها ابن المبارك.
ابن المبارك he summarized all of this.
Altogether. فلما سئل عن حسن الخلق.
When he was asked about good character.
قال بسط الوجه.
He said to have a cheerful face.
وبذل المعروف.
And to offer acts help to the people.
وكف الأذى.
And to withhold yourself from harming them.
بسط الوجه والابتسامة. وجه الناس.
Having a cheerful face is to smile in the face of the people.
كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تبسمك في وجه أخيك صدقة.
As the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, you smiling in the face of your brother, this is a charity.
وهذا لا يكلف شيئا.
This actually does not cost you anything.
لا تدفع شيئا بدون مقابل هذا.
You do not pay anything for that. No money you pay for.
الثاني بذل المعروف.
The second is to offer assistance.
سواء كان هذا المعروف مالا.
Whether this assistance was money.
أو شفاعة كما مر بنا.
Or intercession as has passed.
أو غير ذلك من المعروف الذي يبذله الناس.
Or other than that of the good kind things that the people offer to others.
والثالث كف الأذى.
The third is to withhold your harm from others.
ألا يصل للناس أذى من قبلك.
That nothing will reach the people from you as a harm or hurt.
فإذا قام الإنسان بهذه الأمور.
So if the person established those affairs, those matters.
فهو حسن الخلق إن شاء الله.
Then he has a good character إن شاء الله.
ونقف هنا والله أعلى وأعلم. وصلى الله وسلم على
محمد. Allah knows best.